We've been through both of those, and it's a much better scenario to have a budget. So we're delighted that they've come together with a budget. Also delighted, up is better than down. And so, the 5% doesn't get us anywhere near to where we were, but it's, a step in the right direction. And so we're pleased, with the with the investment in higher education. We'll work with that figure and hopefully move ahead.
Do you think that 5% is going to stick, or will it be less than that by the time the lawmakers get done parsing what's available and the competing interests?
Well, I'll have hearings on both the House and the Senate this month. I've got the Senate next week and then the House later in the month on the operational side. I hope that the 5% will hold, but last week I was also encouraged that it's the first time in 10 years that we've had a hearing about capital. And so, again, having a hearing is better than not having one. And so we talked about our capital needs last week. But I'm optimistic that the state is going to reinvest in higher education. They've disinvested for many, many years, and that's hurt higher education, which hurts Illinois. And so we're glad that they're moving in a better direction and a more positive direction.
As Jonathan Lackland, the governmental affairs specialist that ISU has, given you a sense of where he thinks the general appropriation will be?
Jonathan's in contact with his colleagues at other public universities literally every day, and we're in constant communication. I think it's still too early to tell, but I think that there's a lot of support for more in communication and perhaps even more across the aisle. And so I think we're both very hopeful that the governor's 5% will hold.
And do you think, regarding the capital bill, that there is a sense yet of how expansive or constricted that will be?
We've just been asked at this point to provide information, and there hasn't been a lot of talk about how big that bill might be. We have a lot of deferred maintenance needs that obviously and other institutions do as well. We have a College of Fine Arts that was promised in 2009. We finally, over the holiday and at the beginning of the year, received $9.6 million, and big thanks to both Representative Brady and Senator Brady, as well as Senator Berrickman, for helping us with that. We added another $3 million onto that, so we're going to have a $12.6 million investment in that project that will be about half of phase one of the building project, but the project is $61 million. And so, 12.6, getting some of that started will start, but that's going to be mainly behind the wall kinds of things. And so it's far cry from 61. So getting what we've been promised is our first priority. And then we have priorities in terms of the library, College of Nursing, and other projects that we would like to have addressed.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Our guest today is Illinois State University President Larry Dietz. Even with the 5%, where does that put ISU in the timeline? Last year, we were still stuck in the 1980s as far as budgetary appropriation goes. What does the extra $1.3 million do if it materializes?
What we would like to do as a first start is get us back to 2015, and this still doesn't do that. So it's still in the early 2000s in terms of appropriation. But, I think the main thing about budgeting is to, A, have a budget, and B, have one that people can count on that is realistic toward the needs of the university, so we can continue to provide a quality education for our students. And I think the families expect that, and they deserve that. And my hope is that we'll continue to move upward with a new administration.
State aid is important, but what really controls the university's destiny, as you have said multiple times over the years, is enrollment, and a stable enrollment, and ISU has had that. However, every year is a new opportunity for either growth or not. What do the applications look like? What do the qualifications of the applicants look like coming in this year?
Well, the applications are a strong indicator, but obviously admits are more important than enrollees is the most important, than who's in the chair on the 10th day of the fall semester is the defining number. But applications for admission continue to run ahead of last year. As a matter of fact, our first-time-in-college applicant pool, we're up 30% over this time last year, which is really terrific. Our transfer applications are up 12% above last year as well. Our admitted numbers are about 16% ahead of where we were this last year. Two other components that we're very, very proud of with all of this is that our academic profile is pretty much the same. We're not compromising quality for numbers. And so our academic profile is pretty much unchanged from last year. The diversity of the fall admits exceeds even last fall. So African-American first-time-in-college admits are up 7% ahead of last year, and Latino-Latina first-time-in-college admits are 23% ahead, and Asian are 28% ahead of last year. So diversity is one of our values, and we're doing very well at that.
Okay, so what's going on? If you were going to see an increase, a 5%, a 7% increase in applications would be explainable as a blip, but 15%, 20%, 30%, those are rather larger jumps. Right. Is there anything that you can attribute that to?
Well, I think the first thing is our brand. And you've heard me talk a lot about Illinois State is strong and stable, and indeed we are. We've been strong and stable through the budget crisis and continue to be. I think that the optimism of having a budget and the optimism that perhaps there may be a reinvestment in higher education may be sending a signal to some students that they're going to apply, and perhaps they didn't have that that ambition because of the budget debacle. So I think some of those folks are coming out of the woodwork. We also know that students are shopping more from one institution to the next, and so it could very well be that we have, you know, more shoppers in this group. But our enrollment management team also, we do a lot of work. Matter of fact, I just came this morning from giving a welcome to a group of students who have a ACT of 27 and above who want to be a part of our honors program, and the ballrooms were full this morning of those students. And so our enrollment management team really does a fantastic job. But day in and day out, it's really the faculty and the staff who are providing the you know, the classroom instruction and the service support that helps define us. So I think our brand is strong, and people want to go to a place where they can graduate and graduate on time, get a degree, get a good job, and be good citizens on the other side of that. So I think, you know, we're working hard at what we're doing, and it's paying off.
How long has that increased phenomena, shopping phenomenon, been going on in higher ed?
I would say that it's been going on for some time. Some students are more mobile than they have been in the past. Some, you know, are looking for You know, different kinds of experiences. You know, clearly, one of the things that they look for is, in addition to the academic program, they look for amenities on the campus, and that means, you know, new residence halls and fitness centers and you know, remodel student centers and all the amenities that you know, students expect anymore. And so, they'll shop around until they find a place that has the academic program, that has all those amenities. And then I also talk to students about the fit. You know, does the place, in addition to meeting your intellectual interests, is it a place where you can walk around and feel comfortable that, you know, the faculty are answering your questions, the staff are service-oriented, and it's a place where you feel like that you can go back home and say, you know, I'm proud to be a Redbird. I go to Illinois State University. And I think, you know, that's really one of our defining strengths.
So if the shopping trend has been ongoing over a period of years, I would guess that that doesn't really account for the one-year significant increase in applications. So is that just the budget thing, and they're applying here as well as to Missouri for a change, or is there something else going on?
I think the budget thing is important. I do think that our our programs and services on the campus have stepped it up a considerable notch. We're doing more of these programs like I talked about this morning, but we also had a group of folks in who were applying for the Presidential Scholarship, and we only offer 80 of those. We had 500 people that attended our programs this year who and you had to have a 30 ACT and a 3.5 grade point average just to apply. And the average of those 500 who applied for those 80 spots, the average ACT of that group was a 32, and the average GPA was a 4.1 on a 4-point scale. So we're getting some of the creme de la creme, but we're also getting students who just want a high value for the cost. And we, as an institution, are in 9 different independently ranked groups in terms of academic quality and value, and students are paying more attention to that than perhaps ever before.